Get free lessons on lawn bowling and croquet as the Canadian Pacific Lawn Bowling and Croquet Club hosts its annual community open house at the Crystal Garden Green, April 20. Members of the 101-year-old club will be on hand to demonstrate and give novices an introduction to the sport, with all necessary equipment provided. Lawn bowling was a very popular sport about 100 years ago. It was the pickleball of the 1920s, said Lorne Carnes, spokesperson for the club. These days, it is more recreational, as a way to get some sunshine and meet people. The club offers year-round sports programs. When the weather is cooperative, members play in casual and friendly daily draws. When the weather turns, members can participate in indoor social activities. Established in 1923, the club is open to all ages and abilities, with competitive members taking part in club and district tournaments. Refreshments will be served at the open house event. The open house runs from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Saturday, April 20, at the clubhouse, 720 Belleville Street. For more information, go to downtownlawnbowling.ca. How to register your boat for Classic Boat Festival. Registration is open to owners of classic and historic vessels to take part in the Classic Boat Festival, which takes place over the Labor Day long weekend. Organized by the Maritime Museum of BC, the annual gathering is open to vessels of a classic design. They can be new or old, power or sail. The festival typically attracts about 100 vessels from all over the Pacific Northwest, with the occasional visiting vessel from overseas. The flotilla of sailboats, workboats and cruisers also attracts about 10,000 visitors downtown for the opportunity to admire the boats up close while they are moored in the inner harbor, under the gaze of the Empress Hotel. Some boat owners also invite landlubbers aboard their boats. The festival began in 1977 as a celebration of the region's maritime heritage. For more information, or to register, go to mmbc.bc.ca/classic-boat-festival. Art donations exceed expectations for online auction. A watercolor painting of HMS Swiftsure, the flagship of the Pacific Station of the Royal Navy in the 1880s, is one of the pieces of art up for auction at the Prospect Lake District Community Association's Art at the Lake online art auction, now until April 17. A call for donations exceeded expectations, with the association collecting enough art and collectibles to host not one, but two online auctions. We were delighted by the response to our first donation drive. So many donors told us that they did not know what to do with their old art and were thrilled they could use art at the lake to get it to new owners and keep it out of the landfill, said Dana Kraft, Art at the Lake chair. Volunteers collected around 1,000 pieces of previously loved art over three Sunday afternoons in February. The art, prints, watercolors, pastels, oils, posters and objects d'art will go under the hammer this month and again in mid-November. Proceeds from the fundraising auction will go toward the maintenance of the Heritage Prospect Lake Hall, located in the heart of the Saanich Peninsula. The hall is one of the last community-owned and maintained halls in the province. The art will be sold on Steptoe Services MaxSold online auction site. For more information on the pieces, or to bid, go to maxsold.com/auction/89833/bidgallery. Winners picked for resilience and safety grants. Island Health has just announced the successful applicants for this year's round of resilience and safety grants. Not-for-profit organizations, local governments, Indigenous nations and local businesses will receive up to $50,000 to launch new and innovative initiatives that keep the community safe and healthy. The resilience and safety grants are not intended to fund existing programs. Island Health allocated up to $1 million for initiatives that help improve mental well-being, mitigate the harms associated with drugs and build youth resilience to challenging life events. The grants fell in two areas: improving workplace resilience and individual safety related to the toxic drug crisis, and increasing youth resilience. Some of the grant recipients include Kwikwasatinik's Haxwamis First Nation, Cultural Connections and Belonging, North Island College, Building Healthy Trades in North Vancouver Island, Alberni Valley Community School Society, Kamapan, Indigenous Leadership and Transition Program, AVI Health and Community Services, RYHME, Resilience and Harm Reduction, in the Central Island Region, Aboriginal Coalition to End Homelessness, Culture First, and Anti-Collective, Land Back for Antis in the South Island Region. For more information, go to islandhealth.ca/learn-about-health/mental-health-substance-use/resilience-safety-grants. Victoria's Safety Plan looking for your input. The City of Victoria is seeking community input as it develops its Community Safety and Well-being Plan. Once complete, the plan will identify opportunities and actions that will help make the community safer and improve the well-being of residents. This public engagement will help us understand people's thoughts, feelings, perceptions and opinions about well-being and safety, and encourage them to share their ideas on possible solutions, said Mayor Marianne Alto. Our Community Safety and Well-being Plan will include strategies to enhance the quality of life for our community, residents housed and unhoused, businesses, nonprofits, workers of all kinds, to create a community that is safe and inclusive for everyone. The plan will tackle a range of social issues, embracing an array of solutions. Development of the plan is being supported by the Canadian Centre for Safer Communities. Results from the public survey, community dialogue and recommended actions will be presented to City Council for consideration in September. The online survey is available until May 12. Print copies can be picked up and dropped off at Victoria City Hall, 1 Centennial Square. For more information and to take the survey, go to engage.victoria.ca. Raise money for disabled kids with gently used clothes. Help divert clothing from the landfill while raising funds for a nonprofit that promotes personal support networks for children with disabilities at the Max Out the Max Furniture Truck event at Max Furniture, April 20. The family-owned and operated furniture store is once again collecting clothing and donations for the Lifetime Network's Earth Day clothing drive. In 2023, the event diverted more than 2,000 pounds of textiles from the landfill. The event helps the environment as well as raising funds for programs offered by Lifetime Networks. The furniture store will accept donations of gently used textiles, clothing and shoes from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. April 20 at its location, 3460 Quadra Street. Those who are not able to make it in person can call or text 250-744-7655 to arrange for a home pickup. For more information, go to lifetimenetworks.org/events/EarthDay. Parai at timescolonist.com.